Army News. Today's music, this is Garrison FM. I'm Chris Kay, linking up with Afghanistan to get an update, and I'm speaking to Lieutenant Chris Clover from the Royal Dragoon Guards A Squadron. Hello.
Hi there, Chris. How are you?
Yeah, very well, thank you. Give me a quick update. What's been happening in the last week, then?
The last week, we're part of the Warthog Squadron. Last week, we've just finished up our last couple of operations and getting ready to go on our R&R, which starts on the 10th.
So what can you tell me about the operations?
They are operations working all over Task Force Helmand AO. We work with a mixture of the Brigade Reconnaissance Force, the Brigade Ops Company, and the TSUs, supporting NSF-led ops into areas outside the protected community mostly.
So what does that entail when you're actually out in the area of operation then?
We have two troops of 13 vehicles, and the majority of the work we do is protection and screening whilst the NSF are going about doing their searches for be it drugs or other lethal aid, and we put in protection around them using our vehicles and the firepower that comes with them so they can sort of do their business in a safe environment.
So what are the challenges that face you as you go about your business then?
I mean, there's the usual traditional sort of threats, be they IEDs or sometimes small arms or RPG fire. And then the other challenges are obviously having as little impact on the population as we can, reducing the damage we do to any fields or buildings, and also conducting ourselves in a manner that we respect the views of the people and work around them.
As the tour progresses and you head towards transition, what are the challenges still to come?
The challenges still to come are being able to hand over the work that we're doing onto the ANSF, leaving it in such a state that there is a seamless transition between the work that we're doing and the work that the Afghan army or the Afghan police are doing, and we're making progress in that regard, and hopefully by the time we come to the end of Herrick 17 we should be in a much better place in terms of transition and handover.
What can you tell me about the successes so far on the tour?
Warthog Squadron had a number of successes. Firstly, we've been able to support a large number of ANSF operations. Linking into that, we've found large quantities of lethal aid, explosives, weapons, and even some prestige weapons that we don't always see, but are the biggest threats to both us and the ANSF. We've also found large quantities of drugs, which have been destroyed, and a large quantity of IEDs, which have been either destroyed or recovered for further exploitation.
That's brilliant. It must be, you know, satisfying to, you know, get those drugs and dispose of them, and it's good that you're finding the IEDs as well.
Oh, yeah, without a doubt. I mean, the IEDs, every one that we find and we destroy is one left on the ground for either some of the local population or other NSF or ISAF forces to stumble across. And the drugs, if there ever is a need to sort of link in what's happening here to what's happening at home, we've destroyed sort of thousands of kilos of drugs, which some of which will be destined for UK streets.
Absolutely. What's the relationship like with the locals then?
The relationship with the locals, we've seen an improvement throughout our time on tour. They're normally a bit apprehensive, but rightly so, when we come into an area. But the more times we visit an area, the longer we spend there, the more willing they are to come out and talk to us, to share their concerns. We've even been brought breakfast on occasion by some of the locals, and they're quite happy to talk to us. And we, in turn, feed their concerns up our chain of command, and hopefully we can make some impact by feeding those in and getting some projects off the ground.
That's brilliant. Well, listen, thank you very much for sparing some time and talking to me today. Best of luck with the rest of the tour. Just finally, is there a message at all to the rear ops groups?
It's just to keep up the hard work they're doing. We are tremendously well supported by RDG Rear Operations Group. They do a fantastic job, great at linking in with families and friends back home, and as equally an important job as we're doing out here.
That's great. Lieutenant Chris Clover from the RDG, thank you very much.
Thank you.